would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband, and I wanted to get shorter yesterday. I didn't do very good, but I'm going to get definitely try it today. A couple things, because it's on my mind so often, because I heard, again, there was more news about Julian Assange today, and apparently the UK courts are going to hear an argument against him to say no to the extradition to the US. But I heard a couple interviews about people who are involved. One is Roger Waters, which, you know, it's kind of like, why on earth am I, you know, because, he was part of Pink Floyd, and, you know, that was never really a big part of my life. But apparently, he's very outspoken. He has the resources, apparently still a popular fellow today, but he has the resources, and he makes connections, especially with RT, he, one line really stood out when he talked about he wasn't part of the club. You know, because obviously that's the line I'm using a lot about being part of the club. You know, and again, I find this guy interesting because he's an atheist, so obviously we don't have the same foundation. I couldn't tell you anything about his music, but. I also remember when he talked about Assange's wife. Here's an atheist talking about Assange's wife. You know, because obviously so many others talk about Assange's fiancé. No, it's his wife. When you have two kids, that's your wife. Anyway, but he commented, another gentleman also commented about, there's a German admiral who was fired yesterday, today, whatever, because of comments he made in reference to Russia. So that's why they picked it up. But what it thought about is, you see this in the military, you see this in the medical community, you see this in political office. You say the wrong thing, you're toast. You have to be, what should I say, part of the club. And I found that interesting. Also, Chris Hedges saw a dialogue with him. He's another reporter. So, and obviously he has a strong tie because it's the same field. And he has been involved in some notable things that he's written. But he again made the two, reminded me of the two things that I find so significant about the Assange thing. One is, if he shows up in the U.S., his statement was, he'll probably be put into a SAMS. And, you know, that there's a double whammy there for me. Anyway. But he also used, again, the expression that I've heard several times, slow motion execution. And I thought, you know, I've heard that several times being said, and yes, that fits, simply because I can relate. Because I've heard it said so many times, and I agree with it. The process is the punishment. You know, I also heard a comment today about the idea of life after whistleblowing. And I thought, well, actually, for most, there was none. I sent the postcards to George. I sent 7. I did send one follow-up today, asking him, did he see any of them? My assumption is, because I have no reason to believe otherwise, he has seen none of them. And the ones that will arrive in the coming days be kept from him. That's my assumption. Because he sent me the email 2+ years ago. And it's been silence ever since. I do think there's strong evidence than being isolated purposely. But there are a couple things I'm working on in order to, because, you know, again, the thing I look at, I look at the example of, Daniel Hale. How many people even know the name? Then you go to like a Brandon Bryant. I mean, even fewer. Some of the people who have promoted him are groups like Code Pink. And they're kind of those people. And so he doesn't get much of a stage. What's his name? Rick Hedges does mention Daniel Hale. So, you know, I find that encouraging. But again, most people have no idea who these people are. And, you know, so I wonder about that. And I think a huge percentage of the population has no idea who Julian Assange is. And the only reason he keeps making the news, at least some news, is because he has a lot of supporters. But, you know, I think like the U.S. media hardly will cover him. And, you know, I do think Bradley Manning cut his throat, figuratively, by changing his name to Chelsea Manning, because now that becomes a political issue. You don't want to touch that. So he's pushed off into a corner. So what you have to do, it's like this German admiral. They have to disappear. And what I think about is a German admiral, a drone operator, you know, whether it's Brandon Bryant or Daniel Hale, whether it's just this lone soldier that has access to some information and leaks a video of, you know, collateral murder. You get a little something sometimes, and then you're pushed aside. What about the people with even less notoriety? The organization I'm in, we wasted $500. And this was wrong, and we shouldn't have done that. And now I've been persecuted because I pointed it out. I mean, that's really token. What do you do for those people? What do you do for them? You know, my example, again, the Westar example, was a few million dollars per year that was being wasted. And, you know, you can't point that out because it's part of a system that wastes billions of dollars per year. You can't point that out. So I'm striving to do that because, again, it's not the, you know, I did that study on the Matthew 25, the least of these, because it's so easy to say, the least of these, my brothers, because in the first part of the context, that's what he is. So you would get the impression that we're talking about the elect. But the second part, when he shows the opposite, the least of these, doesn't have my brothers in there, which broadens the category. So one, that you should do it for the elect, but if you don't do it for anybody, elect or non-elect, there's a problem. So you can get, again, Julian Assange has a big following. The guy who pointed out that we wasted a few hundred bucks. It's not going to get a following. How do you love him? I'm trying to figure that one out. And the last thing, which if you've gone this far, you've been waiting to know this, because this is the most important thing of all. It appears tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the day I cross the 250,000 mark on my Jumbie Jacks. Fanfare! Rah, rah! You know, I needed to make 200,000 by, well, next week. And I'll make 250,000 a week early. So at this rate, it looks like my five-year goal, assuming obviously I can keep the pace, will be done in 3. And right now, the evidence is going strong, which is encouragement. It might show my wife. Her husband is healthy. So on that thought, Dorothy Jane, my lady, your husband loves you and wants you back.